Welcome to Talking Business Now. I'm your host, Kelly Scanlon. Thank you for joining us. Our speaker today, Sylvie DiGiusto, helps individuals and companies around the world explore how people make up their minds very quickly about others and either open the door for them or slam it shut. 20 years of corporate experience, her cutting-edge approach combined with her competitive mindset and her passion for visualization led Sylvie to found Executive Image Consulting, which is based in New York City. It's where she packages people. Yes, packages people. That's what Sylvie does, and that's what she's going to talk with us about today. But first, let's hear Sylvie on where it all starts.
And like it or not, we are visual creatures. 90% of information in our brain gets transmitted in a visual way. To be very clear, looking good is not enough. There must be more.
And as Sylvie says, there's so much more to it than just appearance, especially in this day and age when digital footprint is so important.
Own your digital footprint. You must sign up at every single social media platform, at every single website service. I'm not saying that you must use them, but you must own your name, because if you don't own it, somebody else could.
We'll be back to talk with Sylvie about people packaging right after this message from our sponsor, Interrobang Solutions.
Would you like to position your company as an industry thought leader, increase engagement, and build credibility with prospects and clients? Establish your influence as a trusted resource? Interrobang Solutions offers full-service writing and publishing solutions that deliver your company's messages with a bang. You can count on us to provide turnkey solutions that support your existing marketing and communication staff, or act as your full-service outsourced partner. Interrobang Solutions, providing custom writing, editing, and publishing solutions. Call 913-676-7272 or visit www.interrobangsolutions.com. That's 913-676-7272 or www.interrobangsolutions.com.
Welcome back to Talking Business Now. Our guest today is Sylvie DiGiusto. She's the author of The Image of Leadership. She has an online program called How You Impress, and she's the only image consultant to have received her CSP designation. She's talking business now with us about making first impressions on people and how we can control the message that we send to others. Welcome to the show today, Sylvie.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for the great introduction. I'm very impressed how you spelled my name right.
Thank you. You have a book, as I mentioned. It's called The Image of Leadership, and one of the things that is very fun about your book is that it's packaged in a way that reinforces its message. So talk to us about that.
Thank you very much for this. Well, back then when I wrote this book, it actually happened quite accidentally that I was in a supermarket and I realized something very unique about potato chips packaging. And I'm not sure if you have ever been aware of or ever realized when whatever you supermarket you just go into, I want you to go at the shelf in your mind, right, with the potato chips and look at all the potato chips packaging. And around the world, no matter which brand, no matter which location, no matter where you're looking right now, all those potato chips have something in common. Every single package of potato chips has an image of potato chips at the front, right?
True, yes.
And so we immediately know that the outside immediately tells us the packaging, what product we have on the inside. But the reality is that very often we open those potato chips, right, the package, and look inside, and we all know those chips on the inside don't look as perfectly shaped and delicious like the picture on the outside, like the visual, right?
Right.
But we buy them again and again and again, even if we know that we get tricked. So the packaging here is very powerful, and the same is true for people. That's why I work with my tagline, people packaging is what I do. I help people to transport a very simple message with their visual appearance. That also, by the way, includes their behavior and their communication. So their entire packaging to make sure that everybody understands in milliseconds what the product on the inside is.
Well, let's talk about that people packaging. And back up just a little bit. How did you get interested yourself in what you call people packaging?
Well, I got packaged. It's as simple as that. Years ago, I have a long history in human resources, 20 years of human resources, and I was responsible, my last position, for a big corporation for their management academy. And I hired image consultants for their top executives, and I was just very impressed by the work they have done and by the transformation those executives went through. And obviously then at one point I hired somebody for myself and got so fascinated by the transformation I went through and what it did for me and my self-confidence and my self-esteem that I wanted to learn the tools and techniques. So I went back to school to learn those tools, but first and foremost for myself, never really with the idea to make a business out of it. And then life happened, right? Circumstances changed, and I decided to change sides and leave the corporate world while I moved here to the United States and built my own business around this topic.
You've been very successful doing it. You have, as I said, you have a book. You're working on a second one, or are you finished with that second one at this point?
Nearly finished.
Okay.
I'm publishing in 2019, and I hope even that later on you have listeners on your podcast and show here that they might check out Amazon if it's available immediately. And it's a new book about, again, your first impression, but from a very different perspective that becomes more and more important. How does your online footprint, your digital footprint, the impression that you make online impact the way that people see you in real life?
Yes, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes because that is so important these days, especially when you talk about first impression. I bet that, when people see you, they're probably, and they know what you do, they're probably in their minds going, I wonder what she thinks of me. But so often, many of us do that, whether we're on a job interview, whether we're in a sales call, we may be subconsciously or consciously wondering, I wonder how this person's sizing me up. So talk to us about that, because you say that we actually control it. We don't have to worry as much about what other people are thinking because we control that. What do you mean by that?
Well, when you say you're doing that or I'm doing that, the truth is that our brain does it automatically. There is science in behind that our brain makes a variety of decisions in a short amount of time. There are different studies. I always just use one of the many that are out there with different numbers, but it's all the basic or same idea. And I use one that says that within 7 seconds, our brain makes 11 major decisions about each other.
11.
And the reality is 11. Yes, we immediately decide if somebody is trustworthy or not, knowledgeable or not, successful or not, reliable or not. We think about their political beliefs. We think about their sex life. So we make a lot of decisions in a very short amount of time. However, the reality is, even if that happens, what is more important is afterwards, that a lot of bias is either working for us or against us. One of the most powerful ones is confirmation bias, because we want to be right.
Yes.
We are looking for proof, right? And we ignore everything on that way that speaks against our first initial opinion because we want to be right. Our brain is looking for proof. And so to answer your question, yes, we are all doing it, but our brain is actually doing it and has nothing to do with the fact if you are a good human or a bad human, if this is ethical or not, because you cannot stop your brain doing it.
Now, you have talked about what you call the ABCs. It used to be the ABCs, and you have more recently added the D to it. So the ABCDs of that first impression. Can you break that down for us, please?
Yes. So when you make a first impression, you make it in different ways. And the first one is your A for your appearance, the way you look. And like it or not, we are visual creatures. 90% of information in our brain gets transmitted in a visual way. And you know that it includes your body image. The body you are born in, the suit you are born in. Are you tall? Are you short? Are you overweight? Are you underweight? Do you take care of your body? The clothes that you wear, your makeup, your hair, your accessories, everything that we see. And it's actually the biggest part of your first impressions because we are visual creatures. Mm-hmm. But to be very clear, looking good is not enough. There must be more.
Yes.
Because then there is the B for your behavior, your attitude. Is it a positive attitude, a negative attitude? Your body language, how do you stand? How do you walk? How do you carry your body through the day? Your social business etiquette skills. Do you let people walk out the elevator first or last? Do you look into their eyes? Are you on your phone? Do you introduce yourself? So how do you interact, behave in those first moments? And then at one point you're going to say something, and it's the C for communication, and it's about how you say it and what you say. You know, our voice is a very powerful tool. I always say it's like an instrument that we play, and none of us, or only a few, actually learn how to play this instrument. And on the other hand, we also know that, for example, the first 11 words in every single conversation are the most important ones. So how do you start conversations? Do you start with something positive, with something negative? How do you use those very impactful first words in every single conversation? And as you said, that ABC is nothing I came up with. That's a model that is out there very long, but I have added the D because I find that nowadays, most often, we do not make a first impression anymore in person. We actually make it in a digital way.
Right.
We send out emails every single day. And we don't even know where those emails end up because you don't know if people, you send emails, forward them. And right now you could make a first impression on somebody you don't even know you are making it. And the same is true for Google. What do I find about you on Google? Right now, somebody could Google your name and decide if they call you, if they hire you, if they promote you, if they buy from you, if they vote for you, and you don't even know that
Very
this
true.
Is happening right now.
What are some of the traps of the digital age, and how can you avoid leaving a negative digital footprint?
Well, several things. First of all, I really am passionate about ending the rumor that it's only relevant for the younger generation, because the same is true for every single generation. The challenges are just different. I explain in my new book that we leave a conscious and an unconscious footprint, right? The conscious one are probably the things you are referring to, that people are posting pictures that are not appropriate and
yes.
they regret them later on. They comment on something, they get political, they get too personal on social media, and those are all the conscious actions, the conscious footprint that we leave behind. And that is important, right? And depending on the generation, that happens more often or not so often, depending on how we grew up and which rules we are used to online or offline. But there is also the unconscious footprint. How much time do you spend online? How tech savvy are you? If you use social media, do you know how to use it, or do you make it pretty much everybody aware that you have no idea how to tag people, how to use hashtags, right? How to use it? And so there are unconscious messages we send in between the lines that also have an impact on how people see us.
Yes, and you're so right about the fact that this is the way that people make their first impressions these days. I know when I want to meet with somebody or plan to send an email or I receive some kind of communication and I don't know exactly who it is, I'll go to LinkedIn first and see if I can find them there. Or if I want to supplement that, I'll go and just do a general Google search on them. So I have made up my mind prior to me ever speaking with them. Now, what if you're in a situation where there's been posts about you that you really had no control over. Perhaps you there was a newspaper article written about you, or you worked for an organization that got a lot of bad press, and somehow that affects somebody's impression of you. How do you deal with that kind of situation?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, if you have a problem, it always depends. Does the problem occur on your own digital, in your own area that you own, your website, your Facebook profile, your blog post, or is it a place that you do not own? And then you only have a few options. The first one is you reach out to that person, to that newspaper, and simply describe your situation and why would like it to be removed. If they remove it, always keep in mind it takes a little bit. The internet doesn't forget immediately. It requires that that page, that blog, that newspaper gets crawled again by or recrawled by search engines, and then it is probably gone. But there are all those little, you know, breadcrumbs out there. It will take until the internet forgets. But chances are high that that person or that journalist or whatever, whoever wrote it, says, no, I will not remove it. Then your second chance is that you submit it to search engines to be removed. However, your chances are very little, actually, to get it removed, because they only remove things that are, for example, illegal. And if it's just somebody shared an opinion about you that is legal, they are not going to remove it. So your third option then is to bury it, to bury it with good news, to just create such a buzz around you and create so much content that it ends up somewhere on page 28 and further, right? Just to bury it down. It's not gone. It can always pop up, but it's not immediately obvious. And right. Then, yes, there are companies who specialize on that, but the price ticket on that is, as you can imagine, quite big. And I just want to add, because it's so important, this is a very obvious problem. What I very often see is that people are not aware of a not-so-obvious problem, which is that you need to own your digital footprint online. You need to own your name, because otherwise somebody else could own it.
True.
I have a lot of people and clients who have kind of quite average names and share them with others. Not everybody is as lucky as I am, in this case with my name, Sylvie DiGiusto. But if you have an average name, every single day, somebody out there could pop up and take over your digital footprint by having made a very bad decision, and the internet explodes, right?
Yes.
And then people do not take the time to differentiate between this person and you. So that's why I always encourage all people to own your digital footprint. You must sign up at every single social media platform, at every single website service. I'm not saying that you must use them, but you must own your name, because if you don't own it, somebody else could.
Very, very true, and that's great advice. Sylvie, there's so much that we could cover. Unfortunately, we don't have all the time to do that, so people are just going to have to buy your book and look for your new book in 2019. And where's the best place for them to go to do that?
The best place is to check me out on my website, which is sylviedichusto.com, or to stop by Amazon and look for my name or the topic of first impressions. And I hope that you find me there. And I hope that you all are going to read my current books and my next book, leave a review or reach out to me in both books with my email address. I'm always excited to hear from readers.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And again, if anybody is interested, and you should be, because this is such an important topic, go out to Amazon.com and you can Google on Executive Image Consulting, or you can just reach out to her through her website, which is sylviedigiusto.com. And we also appreciate the support of our sponsor, Interobank Solutions, providing writing, editing, and publishing services. Give them a call at 913-676-7272 or visit interobanksolutions.com. Thank you again for tuning in today. Please be sure to join us for the next episode of Talking Business Now.